This is Weed.
And this is Whack with Wowdy Gardens. We are an organic gardening show focusing on do-it-yourself in the garden. And do-it-yourself today means trying to do as little pruning as you possibly can to keep yourself satisfied. And I'm saying that in the form of, if you want round bushes in your yard, like ones that look like, they say they're shaped like meatballs. Us landscapers call this meatballing, when you have to prune something that looks like a meatball. Or, you know, a ball or an orb or something like that.
Something that's not normally found
not
in
normally
nature.
Like the normal way it would grow. Best to choose a plant that would do that naturally on its own. So when you're pruning, you have to do just a minimal amount of pruning and not a major amount of pruning.
It is an art form, and to do it properly, you don't want to stress the plant too much or you'll ruin everything.
That's
right. So it must take a lot of time to do it right.
It does. Now, folks do topiary, and that's an incredible art on its own. And that involves sculpting evergreen bushes and allowing them to get large enough so that you can do the next layer, which is kind of intense.
Well, I think of The Shining and the giant maze of what kind of
boxwood.
Yeah,
probably boxwood, that, tall boxwood.
Something like that would take decades to grow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Decades to grow. In fact, I've been to Mount Vernon. I went out there to check out their hemp field. It was in the paper, and it was so we went and checked it out, and actually checked out their garden, and they had topiary fruit trees that were trained to be the railings in the pathways of this garden, and it was just incredible. And those must have taken a good 100 years to train to go like that way.
What's the term? You know the term when you
espalier.
Yeah, I love that style of gardening. Yeah,
and so forth.
Taking advantage of in a warmer, colder climate, that technique actually allows you to grow stuff that normally wouldn't grow because a southern-facing wall and a plant against
it.
Right,
everything
has
its own microclimate.
Yeah, so there was a reason to do it, not just because it's beautiful.
That's right. When I was landscaping, I had one client that insisted that we prune her azaleas to look like meatballs in a semicircle around her, in her front yard, around her ivy. And it was... By doing this, which we did, you know, I would say religiously, every time we visited, which was about every other week or so.
Got to do what the client wants.
It stressed these azaleas beyond belief. And because it stressed these azaleas, they were attacked by all kinds of bugs all the time. So we were constantly fighting these bugs. And, of course, being an organic company, you have so many solutions. So it's best to choose a shrub that has a more compact weeping habit. And if you like yellow, I can think of no better shrub than the Jasmine nudiflora, which is a weeping shrub with yellow flowers in early spring. So that's my my advice, folks. Choose a shrub that has a natural habit of what you want it to be.
Well, help me here. I don't know anything about topiary, and I planted 20 years ago boxwoods. They were tiny when I got them from the Arbor Day Foundation. Looked like little sticks. They're giant now, and I want to trim them to look like a hedge. And my wife likes them bushy and growing out. Should they be? Either way works, right?
Yeah, you want to shear them, you know, take like a big pair of scissors, you know, shears, or a, electric power hedge trimmer, and then shape them, you know, only by taking off no more than, say, 4 inches of the outer growth. You want to make sure it stays green. As you're cutting it back, you want to cut back to still green.
When I trim it, I find it hard to make it flat on top. It's almost as if I need to put up a level line. Because it seems to get all crooked.
Yeah, well, it helps to have your apparatus that you're standing on as level as possible.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, But it also helps to have someone stand in the background and say, and that it looks level to me.
Right, and only trimming off 4 inches at a time would help keep it more even than I was taking off much more than
You can take off 4 inch down on one side and leave the other side up to try and even it out there.
But azalea is not the thing that comes to mind for trimming, although the deer are doing a pretty good job right now.
I like the natural way that azaleas grow into each other, right. And they're different colors. That looks very nice.
What was the name of the shrub that you recommend using?
For with a compact weeping habit, that's jasmine nudiflora.
And that would be in place of, say, a meatball type shape.
That's right, and that would have a yellow flower in the springtime.
So it's a natural...
meatball type of...
meatball.
...shaped bush.
Cool. Well, I've learned a lot about how to take care of my hedges.
And never prune your evergreen shrubs after September 1st, because pruning them encourages new growth, and you don't want any new growth when you could get a frost.
Right.
So even though we could probably push that back to, you know, October 1st, we could always get an early frost in October, even though we haven't in at least 2 decades.
Right.
But, when you prune back anything, it encourages it to grow. If you prune back a deciduous plant in the wintertime when it's dormant, then it's not going to grow. But if you prune back an evergreen in the wintertime, it will grow because it's always thinking about growing there. It has leaves there. So you never want to prune back an evergreen where it's getting close to winter time, because you don't want that new growth to freeze before it hardens off.
Right. Hey, that's a good idea.
All right, folks. So what did we learn today? If you're going to prune early. And if you need to prune, choose a shrub that you don't have to prune that much of.
And don't take 4 inches off?
Don't take any more than 4 inches off your evergreen shrubs, whether they be boxwoods or yews or false cypress or whatever.
Right.
I could go on. There's at least a couple dozen different types of evergreens out there.
Yeah, and there's probably different shrubs that are to be trimmed at different times of year as well.
Well, I'm saying it was an evergreen shrub, you don't want to prune it after September 1st.
Right.
Or wait till the spring.
And of course, you wouldn't want to trim your azaleas until you get your blooms in.
That's right. And for hydrangeas, you need to know what type of hydrangea you have, because there are 5 types in the area. 3 of them bloom on current year's growth, and 2 of them bloom on last year's growth. So you don't want to cut your hydrangeas back drastically. Huh. I've seen a lot of that done, and obviously they didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Anyway, folks, goodbye from Weed and Whack.
We'll be back.
Join us next week. We'll be back.